Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. This is Ashley.
Duh.
This is Lauren. Duh. And
this is Naz.
You guys know we're all here. We're usually all here together. So today we're going to talk about something that Naz and I don't really get because we've never been in a relationship, but we do understand how special the phone can be when needing to gather information about your significant other, particularly regarding their loyalty towards you. Lauren is, you know, she has the perpetual fear of being ghosted. So Lauren is the kind of girl that really wants to check up on the phone. But I know you haven't really done it that many times, right?
I haven't done it that many times because, first of all, the golden rule is if you feel you have to, then fuck that relationship anyways.
That's so true. I have this friend, and she literally knows the password to her ex-boyfriend's Instagram account, Snapchat, and email account. And she does dirty work. And I just feel like girls are CIA agents these days.
It's true. Also, but like, you don't want to know, honestly. Like, seeing that text is only going to hurt you. You can, like, figure out another... My story, if you want me to jump into it?
Yeah, what's your story?
I don't think I even told Ashley what explicitly it said, because it was, like, embarrassing almost to me.
Well, but, what's the whole story?
So I was seeing this guy. It was like 2 years, and he was being really sketchy. And I saw him plug in his iPhone password, because it's only four numbers, like a million times, and I memorized it. So when he took a nap, I grabbed his phone, I put the numbers in, and I went through the text, and it was exactly what I thought it was. He was talking to some girl about his cock, and saying, like, how big was my cock last night, and all this crazy shit. Like, I'll be over soon to give
last
you this
night.
Cock.
Like, yeah. He had already done it.
How did you feel when you...
I've never felt, like, more overheated. My heart's never raced. I've never, like, shit my brains out more than that moment.
But he was also the world's most awful boyfriend.
Yeah, he wasn't a great boyfriend, but...
No, he wasn't.
And then,
just
and then
not
the
a
thing
great
is, I said, hey, I read these texts, and he still tried to come up with a lie.
Wow.
His lie was like, yeah, I saw that you were looking at my password, and I put those texts there so you would find them.
What?
Or something.
No, he did
not. Yeah, he goes, the girl was in on it. She just wanted to see what you would do. Blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember the preposterous excuse he gave. But then what made the excuse even worse was I looked at the phone an hour later to, like, say, did I really see that? And he deleted them because he realized he fell asleep with his phone just laying there. So, yeah, it was stupid. It felt like so shitty. So you don't even want to read it.
I know. What's crazy, Lauren, though, is that there's so many women, and probably not just women, men too, that go through other people's phones. It's almost like everyone is a hacker these days.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's always trying to hack into someone's Instagram account or get into a private profile.
Yeah.
Or make a fake account to look at another girl. Like, it's crazy how we've all become, like, FBI
there's so
people.
Many memes, like, of girls, like, when you leave your phone unlocked and see how fast your girl runs or how fast your, you know, your eyes scroll.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, either way.
Or
either
all
way.
The memes of Beyonce sitting next to Jay-Z
courtside
and she's looking over.
Yeah.
Like it's such
I
a
look
thing.
Over, like, at a guy friend's phone.
I look
I'm
at my boyfriend's phone whenever he's on it. Like, I don't look through it, but, like, if he's texting, I'm looking to see who he's texting.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When I'm sitting next to a guy or on a date with a guy and they get a text message, like literally my eyes go straight to their phone to see if it's a girl. And like, that's so crazy.
Well, it's also not crazy because it probably is a girl.
Right. But
because you don't text your bros, like it's the conversations, really.
That's but last true.
Night at the Dodger game, I was looking over the seat in front of me and I was like, this guy just sent the same picture to four different girls and now having a conversation.
No.
And my boyfriend was like, God, you're so noisy. Why are you doing that? I'm like, it's just drama to us, I think. It's not like that we really, you know, we kind of enjoy the single drama in full. That's almost not us.
Great. But remember when you were on the other side of it and you were the person that he was cheating with and he used to leave his phone out in the family room and I used to look
but I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know anything.
It'd be like, babe, hi, I just called you. All right, well, I don't know what you're up to, but I'm going tonight. I'm going to bed now. Good night. Love you.
See, oh, my God.
How I figured out our name.
I know. I get that. I didn't want to know anything.
And
so,
first of all, Lauren said earlier is so right. Like, if you're in a relationship where you already have these feelings, like, get out. That's terrible. Yeah. But also, because it's happened to a lot of people, especially our friends, let's talk about it.
Sure.
Because it's insane.
Yeah.
Because also, it's been the demise of a lot of relationships, especially some of our friends who have found out things and then they've ended a relationship because of it just by going through a guy's phone.
Right. So I think we're going to call Amanda Stanton, who I know you guys have all been hoping and praying would be coming on this podcast at some point. Well, here she is. We're going to call her right now because she has some experience on this issue.
So we have a man on the line who seems to have a similar story to me, went through her boyfriend's phone, ex-husband. to see if he was cheating. And Amanda, you gotta tell us the story.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a funny story. It's kind of sad, actually. But I feel like if you are gonna go through your boyfriend's phone, I feel like that's already a bad sign. Because there's like, I don't know, when you first start dating somebody, you wouldn't really like feel comfortable doing that, you know?
Right.
But when you get to a point, and I feel like girls have a pretty good intuition, and you feel the need, like you need to look through their phone, there's probably something in there that you're not going to like. But when I was already kind of starting to go through a breakup with my ex, I looked through his phone when he was sleeping and I found texts to like just a random girl. I've never heard of her before. But most of the conversation was already deleted.
Ooh.
And he was like asking her for relationship advice, like about our relationship. And I thought it was weird. I was not okay with it.
Wait. So when you were reading the text, it was like how he already deleted, like in detail, how you can select a specific message you want to delete. So he deleted all the bad stuff already?
Yeah. So basically, there was like, you could tell like the first text in the conversation was like a response to something that was already deleted.
Oh, man.
Wow. How did you feel when you first saw that?
Well, I feel like I said, like when you go to look through their phone, you already kind of have a bad feeling. So I wasn't surprised.
How did you hack into the phone?
Okay, so I didn't have his password or anything. I honestly don't even remember. I feel like we get pretty creative.
Oh, yeah. Girls get so creative. That's what our whole podcast is about, is how we have, like, every girl our age has become, like, a CIA agent or, like, special victims unit.
Not special victims, but maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can, like, find anything. I can't remember. I might have, like, oh, you know what I did, actually? So his phone, he had iCloud, and it was also connected to his computer.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, get in that way if they have multiple devices with the same iCloud.
So his text went over to his Mac computer like mine does?
I can't, yeah. I mean, I used to check the Mac all the time and just stalk. But, like, that's what I'm saying, like, we don't care to read, like, their guy talk or whatever it is. So when you go in, like, you know you're going to find something good. I don't think I've ever went through a guy's phone and didn't find something I didn't like.
Well, he's kind of stupid. He didn't even change the name to a guy name in his phone. I just know my ex, who I was under Louie, which is terrible.
That was the name of his cat.
I was his cat.
That's bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Are you kind of glad he deleted like the really bad text? Did he ever fess up to what the actual text said that he deleted?
Yeah. So, I mean, but they, you know, they always lie. Like once you catch him. So he's like, oh, it's just a friend. Like he said that. So she was an older lady and I'd never heard of her before, which is the weird thing. So it's like, if you're that good of friends with someone, you would think I'd probably have heard of her, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But she was like an older lady and I guess she was married. So then I did some more stalking and I stalked her on Instagram and I didn't see one photo of her with her husband.
Wow.
But did you have factual evidence that she was married? So, and we could take this out if you don't like it, but this is your ex-husband?
No.
Oh, this is another relationship.
Yeah. Another one.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So, Amanda, do you regret going through the phone?
No.
Yeah.
I don't regret it.
Right.
Otherwise, you would never find out about that stuff.
Are you more willing to say check the phone and then dump him, or just dump him when it comes to him being suspicious? Do you want that proof?
I need the proof. Otherwise, I feel like, I don't know if I've just dated assholes or I feel like most guys are like this, but like, if you're just suspicious, like they'll deny it or be like, you're crazy. Like, you almost need the proof for them to admit it.
I just don't get why guys feel the need to, like, lie about it. Like, if you really want to be single and be fucking around, go be single and fuck around. Like, why am I such, like, a necessary in your life? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that, like, gets down to a deeper question, which is, what's the reason to cheat, though? Is, like, if you're cheating, then you're obviously not happy enough in the relationship that you're in, so why not be single?
Yeah, exactly. But I think that also comes down to ego and wanting
to claim
the cake
territory
and eating it too. Yeah.
To have a comfort and then to also just have fun at the same time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not that a relationship can't be so much fun.
Exactly.
Why is it always thought to be not fun to guys?
I love being in a relationship.
Me too. I mean, I don't get the allure of a different pussy every night, you know what I mean? When you got the best pussy in the game, yo.
We should probably ask me a guy this question.
Yeah,
what
know.
Is the point?
They're just not built the way we are. Like, we want a family, like, we can reproduce, and they just want their dick everywhere.
It's just so, like, why is there what advantage over multiple, you know, vaginas than one vagina? I mean, do they really feel different? Is it just like conquering and spreading that seed, like the biological aspect?
I would really want Amanda's vagina only, honestly.
I know, me too.
Me too. I'm down. Oh my God. Well, Amanda, thanks so much for telling us do you have any other stories, or is that pretty much your phone story?
I think that's pretty much it.
You've been cheated on, did you say twice?
Do what?
Have you been cheated on twice?
Well, that's not, I mean, is that cheating, I guess?
If he's texting another girl?
That's a good question. Like, is that cheating? Do you know if they did anything more than that?
I don't think so, because I think she, like, lived far away. I don't think she lived, and he was, like, living with me at the time. So, I mean, he wasn't going anywhere. So I don't think he didn't physically cheat on me. He was just asking, like, they were talking about our relationship and stuff. It was weird.
That's not cheating, right? It's like a gray line. It's like, why are you hiding something, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So crazy.
Okay, so we've talked about text messages and stuff. Have you ever found anything suspicious on the social media of one of your interests, the guys are dating?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good question.
Tell us more.
Okay. I don't want to get anyone in trouble with this. I always end up talking too much. This is a pretty good story.
Okay.
Well, when you're dating somebody that's like in the public eye, it's so much easier to stalk because like you can find stuff out on like Twitter or whatever. So anyways, I was on Twitter and someone had tweeted to him saying, so-and-so just responded to my Snapchat with like heart eyes.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is like when we were together. And so I made him show me his Snapchat and there really was a response. Like, obviously I couldn't read it anymore because it was already opened, but he claimed that his Snapchat got hacked.
Oh, that's a terrible lie.
I know.
That's a bad lie.
That's a bad lie.
Actually, I remember, so bad. The guy that I was talking about in our virginity episode, the only one I've ever done anything with, the day after I did something with him for the first time, I go on Twitter and I was able to find out that he was spotted with another girl the same day that I left his place.
Are you serious? How'd you find out? Like, what did the tweet say?
Twitter search. And it wasn't the only time, but it was the most hurtful time considering I had literally left this place the day of.
Wow.
There were other times where I was able to stalk and find out that he was with different girls the same week I saw him.
So a message to all guys out there. We have like a network out there of FBI agents watching you, and we will find your shit on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook.
You guys can't do anything anymore. It's all out there. They can't cheat. They're, you don't even try. Don't even try.
But we usually don't blow it in. Do we usually blow it in their faces?
Blow it in their faces?
Do we just feel hurt?
I think it's one of those things where, like, you know, you already have this sunken feeling in your heart where you know you're going to find something bad, and you kind of just have to look at it to solidify. And then when you see it, it's actually there and it's true. It's like the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Because then you were right.
Well, Amanda, thank you very much for sharing your stories. Please come on the podcast soon.
Thank you very much.
I will, for sure. Okay, love you guys.
We love you.
See you soon.
Bye. Bye.
You know, I hate it when men are just dogs. They're all dogs.
Speaking of dogs.
But speaking of dogs, and we love actual dogs. If you are a busy person like Naz and I, Lauren, not so much, but...
Oh, man.
We discovered this new app called Wag, and it's for your dog. And it basically, it's Uber for your dog.
It's amazing. Literally, you can just have people come to your house, come inside your house, grab your dog, and take it for a walk while you're at work.
Yeah. So we're obsessed with our dog, Gergi, / Edgar, whatever you want to call him. And whenever Lauren and I have to go somewhere, we're going to be gone for like a good number of hours, like a concert or a sporting event, we get a Wag because Gergi needs to go potty and we're not home. So what's awesome about Wag is that you book them for anything. You could schedule it for later. You can have a scheduled reoccurring walk, or you could do an ASAP on-demand walk and get a walker in less than an hour, which is awesome. So it just automatically pairs you with the best walker in your nearest area that is most convenient to your schedule.
And the best part is that when they take your dog for a walk, they send you pictures of the dog on the walk and when he poops.
Yeah. So text messages, and you get a live GPS tracker just in case, like, you're concerned that your dog is so cute that your walker may want to steal it. Well, he can't. It's, you're safeguarded against that. And then also, you don't have to like leave a key under your door or anything unsafe. There's actually a lockbox that you put on the front of your door, and they can get the key out with a special code that way. So you just sign up for Wag, and then they send you that lockbox, and everything is super safe, and it's actually insured. Like, services are insured and bonded so that your dog and your home are completely covered, and you don't have to worry about that anyway because all the walkers are thoroughly vetted and tested on dog handling experience and professionalism.
So download Wag because it's amazing.
Yeah, and Lauren is becoming a Wag walker. So if you live in the LA area, who knows, Lauren may be showing up to walk your dog.
Which is hilarious. All right.
So give Wag a try. It makes your life easier and your dog will be happier and healthier with a little extra care. Download the Wag app on iTunes or Google Play. Just search for Wag Walking. And the app is called Wag, WAG. ! Sign up before the end of today's show and you'll get your first walk for free. So why wait now? Make your life and your dog's life better. Download Wag and sign up today.
Now let's take some phone calls.
This is for the first time in our life.
The first time in our life ever. So we're doing this really cool thing now where Amanda's story just inspired us. So we went to Twitter, Ashley went to Twitter and asked fans if they have any stories that they want to share about hacking into a guy or girl's phone that they were in a relationship with.
Hello, so, Allison.
Is it Allie? Is it Allison?
Hi. Yeah, you can call me Allie.
So, Allie, tell us your story of how you caught your boyfriend cheating via your phone or via a phone.
Hacking.
You hacked.
Okay, so basically we dated off and on through high school, and I always had like a feeling that, you know, I just couldn't trust him with certain girls, and we would get in like so many arguments about it. And basically, like senior year of high school, after being together forever, I got so close with this specific girl that I knew her phone password. And
but wait. Did you know that this girl was suspicious, or were you just friends with her?
I was suspicious of her, but I basically had to be like, okay, no, like, I'll be her friend. Like, I have to believe what he's telling me.
Were you actually doing that, or were you actually becoming her friend because you should befriend your enemies?
I mean, I was trying to befriend my enemy.
But... yeah, okay, good. Smart girl, you're being honest, and you're on the I Don't Get It podcast, which you should be honest and brutal and raw.
Right. So how did you know her password into her phone?
Wait, sorry, what was that?
How did you know the password into her phone?
So she had, like, she gave me and my friend her phone to, like, go on Snapchat or something, so she had told us her passcode. So we were just, like, friends hanging out, and then me and my boyfriend and her, we all had the same class together, but they were in a separate room, and I was, like, telling these younger girls, like, advice about my relationship, and right after I did that, I was like, you know what? I don't even believe what's coming out of my mouth.
Wow.
And I saw the girl I'm talking about, her phone on the counter, and I was like, you know what? I'm never this crazy, but I just have a feeling and I need to, like, just check her phone because I just don't trust something. And so I did, and I typed in his name and I found, like, all these, like, fire emojis and kissy faces and, like, oh my God, annoying stuff.
Was it just text or was it physical in real life?
Honestly, from what I know, it's all, like, flirting. Like, it was basically, you know, like, emotional and stuff. Who knows? Like, you know, he's not very honest, so maybe it was more. But all I needed to know was just basically he'd been lying to me about, like, the little things that we were arguing about for so long.
So what else did you find? And then what happened after? Did you confront him?
Yeah. Okay. So I saw all that, and they were saying, like, I love you, sending,
what?
Like, hearts.
That's not flirting. Yeah. That's intense.
I know, but they're, like, acting like they're just friends, but it wasn't. Like, it totally was not. And, like, you look so beautiful and, like, just annoying stuff that I was like, are you kidding me? And so I, like, walked out of the room, and I just went outside because I'm like, I don't know what to do. He came outside later to leave, and I went like, hey, babe, so when we go to college, he would say, when we go to college, like, I just want you to study with, like, girls. So he basically was, like, pretty controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him, I was like, do you still just want me to hang out with, like, just girls? You know, like, that's what we do when we're in college. He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, really? Because then how come I found this stuff? And I just went crazy. And yeah, so I was like, boy, bye.
What was his response? What was his response?
What was that?
What was his response? Yeah.
His first immediate response was like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
But did he
about.
Look freaked and- out?
Yeah, I freaked out and I started, like, saying the specific things that he said because he wasn't thinking that I really saw everything. And so he just got quiet and then he goes like this. He's like, what are you going to do? Break up with me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, bye.
Wow.
And then, yeah, he tried to fix it and everything, but still it's just like, you're a liar.
And was this the first time you've ever hacked into a guy's phone or anyone's phone?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I never, like, tried to get into his phone. It was just always, like, I feel like as girls, we just have, like, this feeling about things when we know it's just not right.
That's what Amanda was just saying.
Yeah. The only time, like, I feel, like, kind of crazy is just, you know, when you have that intuition.
Right.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Well, yeah, the intuition is real.
Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that story with us.
Yeah, of course. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you. Thank you for listening and for calling in.
Yeah. I don't get it. These are things I don't get.
Yeah.
I don't
How old is he?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
Now he's 20.
Okay. So you're in college now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck in your studies. Kill it, girl.
You got this.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy your summer.
Bye. All right,
bye.
Thanks. Have a good summer. Bye.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, everyone, we are going to take another caller on the line. And right now we have Anna on the line. Anna, what's your story?
Okay, so I had just been engaged to my fiance at the time. And 3 days later, when he went to shower, I got on his phone and he'd left his Plenty of Fish dating account up. So I confronted him about it and he was like, oh, that was just an accident. But I was like, there's no way. So I waited till he went to work the next day and I got one of those like where you go online and you can text anyone. So I did that and I started texting him and I got him to agree to meet with me. So when he came home, I confronted him and he said, no, you must have accidentally got someone else with the same number somehow, which is like totally not a thing. So I kept looking into it and I found he had like two fake email accounts. He'd been responding to Craigslist posts. He even downloaded like an app on his phone because he knew I was looking where he could hide girls' pictures on there. And I caught him like within a week every time he did it. And so every time I'd confront him, he'd turn it and be like, well, you shouldn't have been on my phone in the first place. And
no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
Well, you shouldn't be cheating. Exactly.
Oh my
So I gave
God.
Him a year to turn things around and then I dumped him.
Wait, okay, you
so
know
many
what you
questions.
Should have done? You should have been like, let's meet here. You're like, on Plenty of Fish, you should have like messaged him and said, let's meet up for coffee. And then you should have been sitting there.
Right. Well, I got him to agree to it, but we had a kid together. And so it was like 8 at night. And I'm like, I didn't want to do that to her. So I was kind of trying to, you know, not ruin her life over it too. So I confronted him about it and he denied it. But eventually after we broke up, I got him to confess that he had been, you know, talking to other girls and all. So it ended up working out.
Wow, Anna, that is such a crazy story. So you got engaged and then 3 days later,
yes.
all of this happened. What made you go through his phone that day when he was in the shower 3 days later? Because I feel like once you're newly engaged, right?
Yeah. Were you suspicious?
Right. Honestly, I think my phone was dead and I just needed to use his. Like,
oh.
It wasn't a suspicious thing at all.
Oh, wow. And so what happened? So how did you know? Did you always know his, like, passcode to get into his phone?
Well, he still was, like, logged in. So once I had that, then, like, I would get into his email address. And if I couldn't figure out the password, I'd be like, send it to my other account. So I would, like, guess his passwords and I got in because I knew him really well. So I managed to figure it out.
Wow. Wait, okay, so, but how did you get into the phone?
I think at that time he didn't have a lock code on it. If he did, I knew the password. But then he started putting his lock codes on and not telling me the password. And I'm like, that's clearly suspicious as heck. So,
right, like, what do you have to hide?
Yeah.
It's interesting how,
exactly.
I mean, our whole podcast is about how, like, females, I mean, I don't want to say all females, some males, we've all just become hackers these days, especially in relationships. But it's funny,
oh, yeah.
like women are really good at figuring out like what guys' passwords are and what, you know, just how to get into stuff.
But yeah, like I got into his secret Facebook account. I figured out his secret email. Like I think I figured out the password to his Craigslist account too, but I was like, I got to find everything I can. So I did because he wasn't going to tell me the truth.
Two questions. How was he using
yes.
Craigslist and all these other forms of social media? Was he actively cheating or was he just trying to get the buzz from talking to other women?
Okay, so here's my favorite he's a jerk part of the story. We went to the park and we were taking selfies together and he actually cropped my face out of it to use as his reply picture when he was sending it to girls like, hey, pick me.
No way.
Yes.
That
yes.
is so,
even
that is another
I took
level.
Of him one time.
That's another level of douchery
yeah.
that I've never heard of. Like,
yes.
you're cheating on me and you're using the photo that I was in with you.
But then again, you're saying that he was definitely sending pictures back and forth, but do you know if he, like, physically met up with these women?
So, I never got confirmation if he did while we were together. When we broke up, he was like, I never cheated on you, I never cheated. And he's like, well, I never cheated, but I was talking to these other girls because you weren't intellectually satisfying me. So,
wow.
I don't think, yes. Yes.
So,
which was great because I left him to go back to college.
Yeah, well, good for you, Anna. I'm so sorry that this happened
Thank
to you. My last question is how did you, you said that you got into his fake Facebook account and his Craigslist. Mm-hmm. How did you, I want to know like the intricacies of like how you figured out the password and how all that went down since the topic is hacking today.
So a lot of people, what they do is they have passwords like based on like who they're with or whatever. And so I knew something that was important to him with his last girlfriend. So I basically just tried that and it worked.
Whoa.
And so for the fake, yeah. So that was for the email. So once I had his email, then I just was like, hey, I forgot my password. So they sent it to that email and then I got in. So once I got into one, I could use it to get into kind of everything.
That's funny because Lauren's password, Naz just said, what's the password to Lauren's computer? And it's the name of an ex of hers.
That's crazy. Yep. Yep. Everyone's got to be careful with those passwords. Well, Anna, thank you so much for calling. You're amazing. I'm so happy you went back to college.
Yeah, this is a great. Guy. Well, this was a great story for the podcast, an unfortunate story for you, and just kick butt, girl.
Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
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 Well, it's awesome to have callers call in. I like hearing perspectives from the fans. I mean, I love to engage with them. We should do this more often.
And if you guys have a story, tweet us. Hashtag I don't get it podcast. Share it with us. We definitely want to know, you know, if you guys have ever hacked into anything. I think we definitely are going to do this more often. And thank you to everyone listening. Having two people call in was amazing.
Do you know what else is amazing?
What else is amazing?
My skin right now.
Oh, tell me about your skin.
Well, ever since I started using BioClarity, I feel super confident because I have just naturally clean, healthy skin. It's so great. And what I love about BioClarity is, you know, you've like kind of used it a little bit now.
Yes, I have. And I love it because it is preventative.
Yes, but it's also calming and cleansing at the same time. And it includes green tea, chamomile, and soothing, cooling cucumber and oatmeal kernel extracts.
Yeah, and I love the smell of it. It is calming. You know when like you put something cold on your face? Like just putting cream on your face just feels so good.
See, I hate getting ready for bed, but this stuff, like, it's kind of something to look forward to because it feels it really so is. Good afterward. It doesn't have benzoyl peroxide, so it doesn't make me red or dry or irritated.
Which is the worst. You don't want to be red.
No, benzoyl peroxide totally sets me off. But it has a prescription grade salicylic acid and restorative Floralux. So weird. The Floralux is actually derived from chlorophyll, you know, the green stuff in plants. Clinical studies show strong results, including a significant reduction in the number of blemishes, an overall improvement of the appearance of facial skin. I've totally seen this over the past couple of months, and reduced oiliness and shininess. And I am always so oily and shiny before this happened.
Yes.
This came into my life.
So, guys, definitely get some BioClarity. And we actually have a discount for you.
Yes. So get this three-step system that cleanse, treats, and restores by going to BioClarity.com. Our listeners will get the first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That is a $20 savings. And it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you have to enter our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. And if you don't like it, you just send it back. You get your money back. It's no biggie.
Yeah. So it's not a big deal, guys. $10. What? That's like what? Three tacos at Taco Bell? Like $10. Free shipping.
Seriously. And it's 100% vegan and cruelty free. It's dermatologist developed and tested. It's good stuff. So just go to bioclarity.com and enter our code GETIT. Get it.
Thanks, Sash. That is amazing. All right. So right now we talked to Amanda. And we took two random callers from Twitter that tweeted us about girls hacking into guys' phones. So now joining us is my friend Bryce. He goes by the name of YT Cracker. Google him. And he actually is a big-time hacker. What's going on, Bryce?
How are you doing?
So YT Cracker used to live with my cousin. And if you guys Google him, he is a hacker. But tell us, like, what you're known for hacking.
I hacked a bunch of government websites when I was 17 years old.
So are you the real Spike. Edward Snowden? Another Edward Snowden?
No. Edward Snowden worked for the government in some capacity. I just was being, like, sort of evil or whatever. But, I mean, I was a teenager. I was just, like, hacking into the... It was, like, War Games, the movie. So I hacked into NASA and the FAA and the Army and NATO and all these places. But I was basically just doing the equivalent of web graffiti. So, like, I would, like, take the front page.
What is web graffiti?
What he's just saying.
Web, so it's called defacement. But it's basically just like where you take the web pages, text and graphics, and like put up your own stuff. So it's like spray painting over a building kind of thing.
That's so cool.
So yeah, people would visit like the NASA website, and I had like these little like stupid poems I would write, and I had I had like a I don't know. You can look them up. But yeah, that's my thing.
It would be a nightmare and a dream come true to get into my crush's Instagram and then see if what kind of activity is going on in the DMs.
Or an ex's new girlfriend's private profile. Oh. I just want to know how to get her on a private Instagram profile.
Maybe that is actually what we should have him experiment with. Can you get into somebody's Instagram right now and show us what it looks like, even if she's private? We won't not drop any names. You know, we'll bleep them out on the podcast.
I mean, we could try.
Okay, let's try.
But well, I mean, we could, but that's illegal. We can't be breaking into people's shit like that.
That's true. We cannot do that. We must respect everyone's privacy. Actually,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Bryce, tell them what we're doing right now.
Okay, so the thing is, there's this database that was dropped, basically, that has 593 million like unique records.
So you're saying that there is a database out there with everyone's passwords and past passwords on it.
Well, I'll back it up a little bit further and say this, that like basically you hear about these huge breaches all the time, like MySpace actually got hacked. If you're on MySpace, you're in that database, you know what I'm saying? And if you use like that password or a variation of that password and it wasn't very strong, chances are very, very high that it's been cracked. And sites like LinkedIn, eHarmony,
Ashley Madison,
yes, like all those sites basically have, you know, personal information on them. And you know, what winds up happening is a lot of people reuse passwords and stuff for like the same thing.
That's crazy. Okay, so what are we doing here today? So you have opened a database, right? That has what?
Well, so there's a gigantic database that was released in December, but it's like a kind of this
past December.
Yeah, December 2016 is like kind of when it was started to make the rounds in the InfoSec community. But now, I don't know. It's still within the hands of just a few kind of people or whatever. But pretty much, it's a collection of people's passwords, you know, for it's like 593 million records, so it's a fairly sizable database. So I'm just creeping through it right now. Like, I had you guys give me your,
but we're not gonna mess with mine.
No,
so we gave Bryce our old emails,
and we're gonna make NASA's public.
Yeah,
and so we're gonna see what he's gonna tell me what my old password used to be,
or an old, this is an old password you used at least.
What is that?
4878975D.
Yeah.
What is that?
That was my number.
At school?
Okay. Yeah, and D, okay, D. I would always use the letter of the guy I had a crush on at the time.
That's so great.
So, see, that's a system. So that's, like I said, if I can figure that out, if you still made passwords that way.
I don't, by the way, exactly. So that's why I'm okay with saying
it. But that's where I'm saying, like, you know, some people use, like, a password, a system, and, like, if I look at your passwords and I notice, like, oh, every time, I mean, obviously, there's no way we would have inferred that D, I don't think, but.
But if you knew all her crushes' names and initials.
Yeah. Something. Yeah.
You could just at least figure out the last letter.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you hack someone's, like, iPhone password, like, the four numbers?
Usually, sometimes if you stare, you can, because people, it depends on, like, you'll see a bunch of swipes down here, and then you'll see, like, where they're, if they don't wipe their phone off type stuff, you can usually see fingerprints.
Whoa.
Interesting.
So you can kind of, like, take the phone, the hold reflection. It up to the light.
Yeah, just look at it. Forensic analysis.
Oh, my God. Okay, so if I was married, and I thought my husband was cheating on me, how would one get
What's
in?
The first thing you would do?
Yeah, like, how, if I had your brain, how would I get into his emails? Or what is, like, the best thing to do to figure out whether or not he's cheating on me through his electronic devices?
Well, trust is important.
You're so PC.
You know the stupid security questions? Okay, well, this is another thing that I do, too, like, on those. Like, when, like, usually to unlock your password or some shit like that, it's like, yo, what's the name of the street you grew up on and your first pet and stuff? All right, well, like, the thing is that those are usually, like, kind of easy. They're going to be way easier than your password. Like, if your password's super, super hard, but obviously, like, I know what year you were born and I know the street you grew up on. I mean, those two things are not that hard to find, you know, especially with social media. And I don't know if you've ever seen those, like, posts that go around, like, your porn star name is the street you grew up on.
And your first name.
Yeah. And so, like, even just, like, through, like, some Google searches or, like, if I'm just trying to fish something and I put that shit out there, you know, and then people start sharing it and stuff, like, you know, the attack will get back to you. So, like, it becomes, like, one of those things, like, where if that's the thing I don't know, that's that one point that I need to figure out, like, name a first pet, like, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, it's so true. It's like this, what was your first car? What's the name of your first pet?
Your first kiss. Yeah. Your mother's maiden name.
Your mother's maiden name. That's so stupid.
So if you said, like, you know, your Harry Potter name would be the city you received your first kiss in. And,
Oh, your favorite color. You made that like a quiz online.
Exactly. Send that picture out or whatever. Like, so, but that's there's a lot of that shit that goes on and people don't realize
that. Shit, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, dude. But
so that's what you would do first. You would hit like forgot my password, boom. And then you would type in all that and stuff to get in the email. Right. What about like an Instagram or like a Snapchat?
Well, so those are things like I said that are linked to the Facebook account generally. Like,
So the whole thing is to get the Facebook,
yeah,
and then you're in everywhere,
pretty much, right?
I really think that when I have someone's phone that I like, I'm gonna block like every girl's number. I'm like, she's just not texting me back. I'm like, she must not like you anymore.
That's a good one. That's actually a really cute idea.
Yeah.
Man, like you could go in and say I would like to block all
while you're on your phone. You can block specific numbers on your phone.
Wait, you can?
Yeah.
So you're saying get on a guy's phone, block those
every
numbers.
Girl and be like, oh, she's about to text me back. I just thinking this girl just ghosted him.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I would never do it. I would feel so bad. No, I would feel so bad.
Lauren's done it.
Now I know why he's not texting me.
Somebody secretly blocked
him on my phone.
Yeah, that's why, Ashley. That's why we're not getting
texts.
So
I've been waiting 2 years for this text.
Well, YT Cracker, this was extremely helpful.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We're definitely going to have fun with our phones and emails now.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm going to change all my passwords.
Good stuff, yeah. Keep it up.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
I don't get it. Podcast.